Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 71% of hiring decision makers are willing to hire contingent workers to meet their business needs. But more than half of those hiring expect to face challenges in finding qualified candidates. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. Express is in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your hiring challenges. Visit expresspros.com for a location near you. Summer is coming and that means vacation. But if you are a parent, you know how fast your kids grow. And that means nothing from last summer will fit. And we need to get the kids new summer clothes. Well, if you're looking for summer clothes for the kids like me, you are in luck. Macy's Friends and Family Sale is coming. And trust me, you don't want to miss it. Get an extra 30% off brands that almost never go on sale, like Levi's, Calvin Klein, Tommy Hilfiger, Nike, Gap, Hotel Collection, Lego, and more. And 15% off beauty, makeup, and more. Plus free shipping when you spend $25. April 25th to May 5th, Macy's.com and in store. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on Etoan.com using code JANA. That's code J-A-N-A. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com.
Wind Down with Jana Kramer, an iHeartRadio podcast.
I'm sorry I'm late. I'm normally not a late person. I'll just start. It gives me anxiety.
And same.
Catherine and I are very much the same, where it's like I have to be at least 5 minutes early to something. But lately, I've been so late getting on these, and I feel terrible. Because you know what my problem is I'm doing too much all in the day that I don't have the kids.
100%. You're trying to pile it all in.
You don't have the kids, so you pack every second of the day to take advantage of your lack of responsibility.
But I have so much responsibility.
But like what? So what do you fill your days with?
Oh my God, therapy, lash appointment. I have to work out. I have an audition I have to do today. I've got a meeting. Catherine and I have a meeting.
I need her to answer my emails.
Yeah, I haven't answered any of my emails because I've been like running around town doing therapy and this and like, and so I feel burnt out now. Now it's like, okay, now I just need to take a breath. And then there's idiots on the road. I'm like, move. And then I start to get a little road rage.
So you're not one of those people that is late for things. Because I know like this woman I work with on the morning show is always late. And she claims it is not just being irresponsible. It's actually a characteristic some people have that they don't understand time the way other people understand time.
That makes no sense to me.
I don't buy that.
I agree with you. But she claims this. And so I'm wondering if there is, because we all have these people in our lives. They're always late for stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Is it a trait or is it just blowing stuff off?
See, I find it very disrespectful personally. Like, I feel like I just disrespected y'all's time with me being late a few of the times. And it really bothers me because I think it's a good trait to be respectful of people's time. So when someone's late, it's like, hey, this is my time that you're not wasting.
Oh, yeah. Drives me crazy.
Right?
Yeah.
And sure. I don't think I could be with someone that's a late person. Like, it would drive me crazy. I'd get really frustrated.
It does take some adjustments. But some people think that, oh, I need to be there at noon. It's a 10-minute drive. I need to leave at 11:50. And it just doesn't work that way. There are too many other factors in it. And you're on your way out the door at 11:50. And, oh, I should go to the bathroom quick. Oh, let me grab a mask. Oh, where are my sunglasses? And suddenly you're late.
And 11:50 probably wasn't enough time anyway. People are late, that was not enough time. It takes you 30 minutes, not 10 minutes.
Right.
I know, it drives me crazy. I want to
get back on this topic, but we have a really special guest in the waiting room. Her name is Chelsea Handler. I don't know if any of you guys know her or not, but we're going to take a break and then we're going to get her on. One of my goals for 2024 is to shop sustainably. So it's so important, obviously, for just the overall world, but just, you know, you feel better about sustainability. Well, I love being able to shop sustainably at Macy's. I really appreciate that a big brand like Macy's is supporting small changes to make a big difference. Join Macy's in an effort to shop more sustainably with brands like Carter's, Little Planet, Oak on 34th, Elemis, and more. Plus, to help bring more parks to more people, Macy's is supporting Trust for Public Lands Community Schoolyards Project, transforming vacant schoolyards into green spaces to help ensure healthy, livable communities for generations to come. Donate online or in-store and learn more at macys.com/purpose. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow. I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
Hi.
Hi. How are you? We're like fixing your hair.
I know. You're so beautiful.
Stunning.
Oh, girl. You girls are beautiful.
How are you, Chelsea?
I'm good. My voice is a little raspy. I had a show this weekend and I lost it. So that's a great way to kick off my tour.
Oh, no.
By not being able to talk.
So I had the privilege of being on your show, was it 5 years ago?
Yeah, I think so.
Do you know, I just have to give a little tea on, do you remember what happened?
So
I'm obviously so excited. I'm a huge fan of yours. And so I get asked to, you know, come on your show. And this was at the time when no one knew that my ex and I were separated.
Right.
And he was in rehab. And so, you know, I'm trying to like come on your show and like, you know, be positive and, you know, not like, because I'm dying inside. Right. Like I'm like literally want to cry. And then all I remember and like my, like you are like a piece of my divorce because the second I get off stage from my publicist, pulls me into the, you know, the Chelsea Handler dressing room. And she's like, we need to talk. Do you remember the conversation?
We actually knew before you went out there. We just saved it. So you didn't ruin. We'd already started dealing with it. It's fine. But yeah.
Well, you want to, what was the conversation again? Because I like try to block it out of my brain.
I think it basically was when the story came out.
Yeah, that my husband was a sex addict. So it was like, that was breaking in the Chelsea. I was like, you know what? Like, I just feel very bonded to you, even though you have no idea the story. But
well, I do now. Oh my God. Yeah, we are bonded. I'm glad that I can facilitate a breakup, though, or be part of one, be part of the memory of a breakup.
Right? I mean, God, breakups are so hard.
They're so hard, but they're so good. You know what I mean? Like, breaking up, when it has to happen, it is so hard. But I remember reading somewhere, gosh, which book was it? Where it was like, you know, anytime you're in a state like that, when you feel like your heart is breaking, and instead of that despair that we all feel all the time, to welcome the pain, you know what I mean? Like, I remember reading, welcome the pain, welcome. This is an opportunity for growth, an opportunity for growth. And it's easy to say, but it's harder to apply it to your life. Mm-hmm. But when you are able to take a painful situation and be like, there's a huge lesson here. This is okay. I'm okay with the pain. I'm okay with the discomfort. The sooner you absorb it, the sooner it passes through, you know, is a good way for people to think about it, I think, because that helped me a lot.
No, that's really good advice. I think where it was. So last night I got a DM from someone and was like, hey, not to trigger you, but, and I'm like, oh, here we go. Why am I going to continue to read this? But they sent me photos of my ex-husband with a new girl. And it was the first time that I have like seen him with someone else. And like, that's weird too. You know, like to see like your person that you thought you were going to spend the rest of your life with now canoodling with like this chica, whatever. And I'm like, it's like remembering that like that person wasn't good for you, but then that this is all good. It's so hard to even like, how do I say that? Like it's hard to even tell yourself that too. Cause in the moment you're like, why wasn't I enough? You know, how do you deal with that?
Well, again, it's just like, you know, it's like welcoming the discomfort of where you are at in that moment, because like everything, just like the highs don't stay high forever, the lows don't stay forever. Everything is temporary. Nothing is permanent at all. And that's, you know, what we've learned even more so in the last like year and a half, going on 5 years of this pandemic, what feels like 5 years, you know, it's like enough already with this. Okay, we're all in touch with Jesus now, or whomever your Jesus is. Like, let's wrap it up. But I think for any situation, it's really important. We talk about this on my podcast a lot, Dear Chelsea, is like, you just have to be okay with the uncomfortable. You have to be okay with the devastation. You have to learn to accept it, because anytime you resist anything, it persists, right? If you say no and you're like, I don't want to move with that, or I don't want to change, or I don't like change, like you're just perpetuating the friction and the suffering. I'm making up a new word. That's what Mondays are for, girls. Not resisting it and accepting it, even when it's not news you like, helps you get through it quicker. It's when you deflect and you drink or you smoke or you distract yourself that you're putting off the inevitable, which is pain. And pain is part of the process of living. You know, unfortunately, it's just a matter of what your response is to the pain.
Are you sure you're not a therapist? I mean,
like, I think I am. I think I'm a medical practitioner. I prescribe medication all the time to my friends, cannabis. I mean, my podcast is like a self-help podcast, which I did as a joke, but it's like very serious. People call in with real shit.
Well, I mean, what you're saying is, I'm like, yes, like that's exactly what people need to hear. So obviously, like you've done your work, and I love that you talk about therapy too, because I'm a big therapy advocate. We have therapists that come on here, and I think therapy has been one of the best places that I've learned so much about me and who I want to continue to be and things that I have to change and grow. And so I just, you know, I've always looked up to you, but also how vocal you've been about therapy has been really cool too to see.
Oh, well, thank you very much. I always just like to share my story. So whatever I'm doing at the time, if it's one night stands, I'm going to talk about that. If it's, you know, drinking and partying, it's going to be that. And when I went to therapy, I just thought, oh, wow, you know, I've made a career out of oversharing. Mm-hmm. This is actually something that's valuable to share mm-hmm. and with people, because how many people can really afford to sit down with a therapist like I did, you know, two times a week for a year and really get to the bottom of where your anger is coming from, where your impulsivity or your impatience or whatever your issues are. So, I mean, it was a great transaction, right? Paying someone to tell you why you're a bitch or why you're, you know, where you're coming up short in life is a great transaction. And I wasn't taking it lightly because I looked at it as like a project. I was like, okay, let me get my head sorted out. That'll probably take a year. I'll take a year off of work and do that, which is a luxury and a privilege. So when I got all that information, I just thought, how many other people and women feel like I do, you know, how many are going through something similar? And, you know, when I wrote my book, I did my last special based on that book for HBO Max called Evolution. And it's all just tied into that kind of like, yeah, I went through this and, you know, and I came out the other side. So I took it so seriously. Like, you know, I was taking notes in therapy. I was like, okay, wait. Okay. This makes sense. This makes sense. And so it has helped me a lot become a much softer, gentler bitch.
I mean, and I love that. Is there anything that you still feel like, because I know that, well, we always evolve and there's so many things that we have to continue to grow and change, not change, but continue to grow. Is there a place where you feel stuck? Because sometimes when I go into therapy, there's this one issue where I just feel stuck. I've felt stuck there for the last 30 years of my life.
Stuck? No, I mean, it's always, for me, my exercise is always about reacting, right? Like, I don't want to be reactive. I don't want to fire off an email where I'm pressing down on my phone like a lunatic that you see walking through the airport. You know, somebody who's like, like, I don't want to ever be reactive in that way, because that was my signature dish. Without thinking things through, you know, people would say, oh, you can write the email, but don't send it. It's like, what? I'm not doing that. This email's already out. I already replied. But when you do that, you realize you don't need to send that email. Who cares? You know, it's just about, for me, it's about changing my reaction to things and saying I'm sorry when I don't necessarily feel like I did anything wrong, but I know to be a bigger person now. And it's not about right or wrong. It's just about compassion and understanding some people are going through a more difficult time than you are. And sometimes it's the opposite and you want that compassion to be held for you. But with what you're saying about being stuck, I think you only get stuck when you have the same reactions to things that you did before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Is it a hard balance for you? Because as a, you know, comedian, it's like you're wanting to be funny, or not wanting to be funny. You are funny. You're just naturally funny, but where it's like, you have to, there's like two sides of you and it becomes like maybe not confusing, but I don't know what the right word to say it is, but like a challenge to be like, oh, sorry, I was just trying to be funny, or that came off wrong. Or do you feel like you have to apologize for acting, you were saying something?
Well, I mean, I think you kind of marry, like, you have your personality, right? And then you get the tools to understand how your personality affects certain people, right? And so you basically want to marry those two things. So in the beginning, when I went to therapy, it was all about not over talking, not over inserting myself, not being so aggressive, not being in your face. So I overcorrected, and I'd go to dinner parties and I was basically mute. Like, I would just sit there and be like, don't talk. You don't have to be the life of the party. You don't have to be the center of attention. And then eventually people are like, okay, this isn't fun either. Like, what's your plan? Are you going to have, and so you kind of have to take all the tools you learn in therapy and then apply them to your old personality so that you have this new and improved personality and you don't lose your edge. I mean, I still have my edge, of course, but it's a nicer way to go through life without having to be like, did I say something to offend somebody? Or, you know, I mean, listen, to be quite honest, I wasn't thinking that much about how offensive I had been in the past. So it's nice to think about it now when I'm not as offensive.
Right. No, that's, I get that for sure. I sometimes have that issue where I'm so sarcastic that I am like, oh crap, I shouldn't have said that. Or I don't know.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's fine.
She's my best friend. So she's like, yeah, you have been kind of bitchy. But I don't mean to be like, I think I'm like trying to be funny. And then I'm like, I think I just like, yeah. You know, my therapist said the other day, she goes, she basically said, like, I'm not your pastor. I'm not your, you know, your God. Like, God, she's like, I need you to, she's like, you have to confide in your friends with some of the things that you're telling me, because if not, you're going to continue to repeat the patterns. And she's like, because I don't see you every single day. I don't know what you're doing. I don't see, I just see you, you know, once a week or every other week. So it's like, if you can't acknowledge some of the things that, like, you're either doing wrong or that you want to share, like, you're not going to grow because your friends can't hold you accountable. I thought that was, like, pretty interesting thought too.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you're basically moderating your behavior, right? Or moderating. You're basically mitigating the damage, right? You're thinking about how to be, how to hold yourself accountable, right? Because you don't want to be relying on this therapist to hold you accountable or your friends. You mm-hmm. want to be accountable. Like, now I know sometimes I'm like, oh, I want it. Like, things fly out of my mouth a lot. And now I'm like, don't say that. Like, it's not necessary. It might be funny, but it's not necessary. You don't need to prove that, like, you know, in this moment. And that's been a really great, like, kind of direction for me, because I just, it's nice to be able to edit yourself and to be like, you don't have to be, make yourself be funny in this moment. I don't have anything to prove, you know, it's always kind of ego driven when we do that. And once you can identify, oh, this is me acting in my ego instead of acting in compassion, love, blah, blah, blah. Then you're like, okay, I don't want to do that all the time. You know, and when I'm on stage, I go off because that's what people want. And I have a lot to say, and that's a good place for it. You know, ranting and raving about the state of the world or the state of men and why they can't understand what they did was wrong for the last, you know, well, since the beginning of time. You know, you can, that's a great medium for that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in real life, yeah, it's always about breaking patterns. And you know what the great news is? It takes so little time to rehabituate yourself. Like, mm-hmm. It takes like 3 or 4 days of doing something every day before it becomes something you want to do. And so that's what's the good news is, like, everyone is possible, has the possibility to change. I know I did. And if I did, I mean, I'm a hard head and I have very strong opinions. And, you know, all of my friends and all of my family have seen the change in me. You know, I went on vacation. This is a great example. I went on vacation with my family, you know, like 2 summers ago when COVID, the first COVID summer, we went to Martha's Vineyard. And because everyone had been locked in their houses for like the last 6 to 8 months, I was like, let's go to Martha's Vineyard for 2 weeks instead of one. And that was a mistake. My family on vacation for 2 weeks with my 8 nieces and nephews, I wanted to blow my brains out by the end of the week. You know, I've been working very hard in my life to remain childless and alone for a very specific reason. So I don't know what I was thinking, but it wasn't good. So I left that vacation and I was like, you know what? I've had it. Like, if these, and I wrote this email to everyone, to all the kids, to all my brothers and sisters. And I was like, here are the rules moving forward. This vacation is not required or, a given. It's a choice I make every year, and it's an expensive one. So I need to make sure that everyone says, please, thank you. We look people in the eye. If there's somebody working in our house, you don't walk past them without saying anything, blah, blah, blah. All these just like basic remedial reminders of how to be a human being. But the first draft of that letter was like, you ungrateful bastards, you know, I'm like, I don't have to do this. And then, you know, and then it went to like, it went through 3-4 drafts. And then it finally was like, dear family, I named every one of them. I'm like, dear, I cannot unlove you. It would be impossible. But moving forward, we have to, you know, behave a little bit better and a little bit more gracious. And I went through, you know, a list of things, but just from therapy, like that letter would have been, and it was received so well by the time I sent the real thing, my whole family was like, oh my God, we're so sorry. You know, we don't ever want you to feel that way after a vacation and blah, blah, blah. So that was a perfect example of me being able to kind of edit myself, you know, and say it with love instead of say it with anger.
And how good does that feel too? Because like, I know that I'm really trying hard to make sure that I do things differently this go around with, you know, just everything in my life. And it's been nice to, I'd called Catherine the other day and I was like, I just did something right for the first time that I've never done before. And I just had to share it because I'm actually proud of myself, like how I handled a situation that I normally would not have handled like that in the past. Having said that though, I do feel now, because that was a while ago, I do feel like now I'm in a place where I kind of want to get back out there and date. slowly. So what is your best advice to getting back out there and dating in the world slowly?
I mean, I don't know if I should be giving anybody dating advice. I mean, my track record isn't that great.
No, but like, you're happy though. That's the thing, right?
Well, I'm happy because yes, I am happy, but I have a happy disposition. I don't have the other thing. Like I wake up and I'm pretty like raring to go. And that's also part of your personality. And you know what I learned? One thing that I learned in therapy was like, A, you're born with a personality. There's nothing you can do about that. So you need to lean into it and embrace it, right? The best parts of it. Mm-hmm. You're not going to change your personality. I still have the same thoughts I used to have. I just don't act on them and I don't respond to them. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just like, oh, not necessary, that kind of thing. So it's always about, I think, embracing all of the great things that you have and highlighting those, you know, instead of embracing all the qualities you have. You could just kind of look at yourself and you know what works for you and what brings people in and what spreads kind of like joy and sunshine and operate with, you know, with that more in your front feet than in your back feet.
I just wish I was more like you though, because you say, you know, I mean, obviously I love my children. I would never take that back. But when you say that your whole thing was like, you want to be childless and alone, but like, do you really at the end of the day want to be alone? Are you trying to find that person to be with you?
Yes, I would be with someone, but you know, I am with someone right now. And there is like, but they have to be an addition. They cannot subtract, mm-hmm. you know, there can be no subtraction. You cannot be a distraction in a negative way, because I've been in those relationships too, where, you know, everything is about them and everything is about your relationship. And you're so obsessed and you're so, that's great and all, but not when it has like a kind of a negative, when there's not trust or there's not respect. Mm-hmm. All of those things. And so now I'm with someone. Yeah. And I'm, you know, it's new, but I'm so different that it's like, I'm in control of the situation instead of the situation being in control of me.
Okay. How do you do that? Cause that's what I need. Like, cause that's where I'm like, it's now I feel like I'm in this, you know, I don't want to play games. I just don't know how to do it. I don't know how to date. I mean, I was married for 7 years. You know, I don't remember. And I don't want to be the 20-year-old dater that I was. Like, that was a train wreck.
But I mean, I don't know. Are you opposed to, how would you date? Would you go on like Raya or would you have friends set you up? Like, what would be your first inclination?
I mean, I'm open to all things, but all my friends are married and, you know, like they have got nobody.
You're not the first person who's been single and doesn't remember how to date. Like, this is everyone's story, right? Mm-hmm. So all you have to do is just start the action of doing it. Like, it's one step, one little baby step takes you to the water. You know, you just have to make the move to do it. Like, go on Raya, go on a date, even if it's just for practice, like mm-hmm. practice dating so that you get better at it. And then it becomes not a big deal. And it's not like this mountain of like, oh my God, I don't know, I've never been on a date before. It's not that serious. It's just dating, you know? Right. And when you fall in love, yeah, that can be serious, but that's also, you know, you just, again, I mean, it's like my view about cannabis. Like, I'm in control. Cannabis isn't in control of me. I'm in control of cannabis. Although I do have a good story. Yesterday, my friend was over and went into my refrigerator to take some lemonade. And, and she came out and she was like, that lemonade is so delicious. And I was like, I don't have lemonade in my house. And it was cannabis lemonade. And she drank half the bottle and she had taken a Sudafed because she had allergies. And so then we went to lunch and she just literally her tears were streaming down her face. And I was like, what is wrong with you? I forgot about the cannabis, of course. And first of all, no one should go in my refrigerator and think that they're going to find something that's not spiked. So that's on her.
Great. I remember that.
We went to lunch and she's like, I don't know. The Sudafed is acting so weird. She's like, I'm getting so loopy. And then I saw her grab a French fry from the basket of fries when there was a whole plate of French fries on her plate. Like, her plate was filled with them. And I was like, wait a second. I know that move. I'm like, you're stoned.
You were high.
It's like, wait, how do I get more food that's already in my mouth? How do I get more of it? So she had a rough day yesterday and I was very happy to be her support system. That's just a little side story.
You know, maybe that's what I need to do. I need to start smoking weed to just chill the fuck out.
Yeah. You need to chill out a little bit. You need to get some, or take some microdosing. You don't have to weed doesn't have to make you blottoed like that. You can just take like a blueberry that's 5 milligrams or 2.5 milligram mint. You know, they have those mints. What are they called?
How about this? The next time that I come see, because we went and saw you at Zany's. Was it last year?
Yeah, I think it was last year.
It was after COVID. Or no, was it before or after COVID?
It was before COVID. It was before COVid.
Okay, yeah. Me and my girls, we went to go see you, and it was an amazing show. But next time you come back to Zany's or wherever, TPAC, I will hit you up and be like, okay, you have to be the first person to like help me with that.
To dose you?
To dose
you.
Okay,
no problem.
I've tried. Not that I do it. I'm just saying I've tried.
I won't dose you. I'll take care of you. I'm very good like that. I'm good with people and their and first time cannabis users.
Okay, great. Cause I'm gonna be like, am I gonna have a panic attack? Because I'm not a control freak. Maybe I am, I don't know, but I just don't like to be out of control. So
control. Right. That's called a control freak.
Okay. Yeah. It's fine. Fabulous. Okay, so you are on tour. Uh-huh. Right now.
Yeah, Vaccinated and Horny. That's my tour name.
Vaccinated and Horny. Stop it. I love it. Freaked out at all about going back out? Because I know some people are canceling shows and stuff, which is
I mean, vaccinations are required at my shows. Okay. So, you know, that's basically the deal. And they're all with Live Nation. Well, not all of them, but, you know, Live Nation made it a requirement for any ticket holders to be vaccinated. So, no, I'm going to go forward with the tour. Like, listen, I feel really strongly that this is just such an important time to be showing up for people and giving them something to laugh about. And I know it is a scary time with COVID. So we're just taking it one day at a time. And if things get really, really bad, I mean, luckily my audience is mostly vaccinated. You know, I most of the people coming to see me are doing that. So, but we will definitely, you know, take it day by day, but it's just fun. I opened the Santa Barbara Bowl this weekend for the first time in 2 years. It was their first show. It was so beautiful. They had this big blue moon, you know, out. And then when the sun went down, it's this huge amphitheater. It was just, the vibes were just so good that I was like, oh my God, I just cannot wait, you know, to do this. And I'm going all over Ohio, Florida. So we'll see.
We'll see how that goes.
Yeah, we'll see.
They're going to love you in Florida.
I know. You have to find your little liberal pockets and progressive pockets.
But I think like anything goes. That's what's so great about, I feel like, being a comedian. I mean, I don't know because I'm not funny at all. But when it comes to like, you guys can say whatever, like you don't have to be politically correct. Like that's why I think it's fun to go to those shows too. Because it's so nice to laugh. And then even around things that like, you can just say whatever you want. Like how freeing is that?
Well, you can't say whatever you want because, you know, you can't do that anymore. And I like those parameters. You know, we're not making fun of people anymore just for the sake of a cheap joke. It's forcing comedians to be a little bit more clever and a little bit sharper about their material. And I welcome that challenge. Like, I always want to be challenged. First of all, I'm a complete hot mess, chaotic. So if you have give me boundaries, that's great because then I can go into that little playpen and just blow it up, you know? So I like any sort of how would I say it? Like, you know, when in school, like when they give you like, okay, these are the rules. It's like, okay. If I have the rules, within the rules, anything goes. So that's kind of how I operate at my best, probably. I need a little bit of like, responsibility enforced upon me.
Uh-huh. And then where can people get the tickets at? Actually, I need to.
You can get them at chelseahandler.com. You can get them at livenation.com. Yeah.
And then your podcast, which is like, what can people expect when they listen to your podcast? Some therapy sessions, like you said, what else?
Well, basically, yeah, it's just basically like what you and I just talked about. It's people call in for, it was an advice podcast because I just loved Dear Abby when I was growing up and reading that. And I was like, you know what? They wanted me to do a podcast. And I was like, I just have to think of the right thing. And then I thought, you know, I'm like that in life. I'm always the advice giver or like the crisis manager. I thrive in a crisis. I'm able to go in and like, you know, handle it and help my friends stand up and be a little bit braver and a little bit stronger. So we've had some really meaningful callers call in. One guy called in, and he was getting high way too much and felt like he had lost his tolerance. And I was like, why don't you take 30 days off and I'll do it with you. And we both did like a 30-day cleanse of like no pot smoking. And at the end of the 30 days, he called back in and he had come out to his family as trans. Aww. I mean, clearly he was just smoking pot to just, you know, not feel. He had come out to his family. He came out to his friends. I mean, his whole life transformed in 30 days. Aww. And it was like, wow. I mean, so those things, you know, when people kind of come back and check in with us and let us know like the progress they've made or if they've acted on the advice we've given. Mm-hmm. But it's all basically about self-esteem and, you know, comparing yourself to others. You know, everyone gets lost in this game that we're all in, where you look around and you think you're not good enough or pretty enough or smart enough or funny enough because somebody else is doing something a little bit better or different than you are. And, you know, that's ego too. We all have to just like, that's not healthy. You know, I don't want to sit and scroll down TikTok or Instagram for an hour a day. I don't want to be like that. I want to be present.
I want to be Chelsea Handler right now.
Right.
I appreciate everything you've said. And I love you. And I want everyone out to go out and see your show. And I'll obviously promote all of it at the end too. But just thank you for coming on and sharing your wisdom and your weed and everything else. So.
Oh, anytime.
You're so sweet. And if you know anyone, you know, I'm just hook a girl up.
Okay, and you're in Nashville? Is that where you are?
Yeah, but I'm willing to travel.
Okay. Well, we'll travel. There are some hotties in Nashville, so you shouldn't have to travel too far.
Well, I don't know.
I'll put the word out with my feelers.
Okay. Yes. Thanks, Chelsea. You're the best dating girl ever.
I love it.
You're the best. Thank you so much, Chelsea.
Thank you, girls. Have a great day.
Okay.
You too.
Bye, girl.
Bye.
They always say moms are really hard to shop for, but the truth is moms will love everything, especially if it's coming from Macy's. Macy's makes shopping for Mother's Day easy. Macy's Mother's Day gift guide has the perfect gift to make mom feel special. You can shop by price, $25 and under to $100 and under, or category like fragrance, handbags, and more. So if you don't know what to get them, Macy's got you covered. Or they have gift lists if you are really stuck, like the list for the mom who has everything, for the plant lover or for grandma. Some of their top Mother's Day gifts include Dolce & Gabbana perfume, Coach floral printed leather, Cassie crossbody bag. Whatever you need this Mother's Day, find it at Macy's. Shop macys.com/giftfinder. So I've recently got some boots in the mail that I had to try because I'm a boot girl. I love boots, but wow, I'm never going back. Tecovas, you guys, this festival and concert season will be all about the boots. And Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. It's hard to find this level of comfort paired with this level of style. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather and custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots. Finding the right person for your team can be challenging. When it's time to hire, turn to Express Employment Professionals. In a recent study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Express Employment Professionals, 63% of hiring decision makers are planning to increase headcount at their company this spring, and more than half are doing so due to increased volumes of work. Don't let the work overwhelm you. Let Express handle your hiring. Express Employment Professionals is here to make hiring easier. We're in the business of recruiting talent. Discover for yourself how working with the workforce experts can solve your staffing challenges. With more than 860 locally owned offices, you'll find one near you at expresspros.com. Each year, more than 70,000 businesses turn to Express to manage their hiring. Make the most of your time and leave recruiting and hiring to the experts at Express. Visit expresspros.com today. Get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road. Work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicles and operation compatible device and vehicle require.
She's so funny. You know what was the funniest is like one of the things is the emails. That is so me.
Oh my gosh.
That is like me to a T.
F you.
F you. Because I'm like,
dear family.
Dear family. But it's like, I feel like I'm slightly like a little better on the emails where I don't, because my thing is, and I think you can definitely attest to this, but I'll be like, that's absolutely not happening. And then I'm like, and then I'll send another one and then another one and then another one. And then so it's like five emails. It's like, why can't I just take a second, collect my thoughts, and then put it all on one email?
It starts with, I do that too sometimes, but it starts with absolutely not. It ends with, I'll do it right now.
It does.
I just wait.
You do. You literally just wait. Because Catherine's always like, I need you to redo it. I'm like, oh, I don't want to redo it. And then it's like, and now I'm just, yeah, that is true. I am doing that. And then
you're doing great. I'm proud of you.
Thanks, babe. You're trying. Welcome. So something, this is going to be so stupid. Not stupid, but I was in church yesterday and I really wanted to stay because they were doing, did you go?
No.
They were doing this. And this is like such a squirrel moment, and I apologize. And I don't know, maybe someone needs to hear this. I'm not really sure. The Lord is speaking to
me. That's cool. Well, I'm here for it. Okay.
No, but so I don't know. I think getting back into the, because here's the deal. And Mark, you'll love this because this is, well, not juicy, but like I think I'm at the place now where I'm actually ready to put my feet back out there. And it's not because I saw a picture of Mike moving on. It's not because of this. It's like, I know that I still have a lot of work to do, but I also am like, I'm open to it. Knowing I still have a lot of healing to do, but I'm open to dating and like finding out who my person is and who like, and not like, and knowing that I don't have to be with someone, that I'm okay alone. Like I've gotten to that place. Like I am okay alone, but that, yeah, like I we all know I like companionship and I'd love to find someone that I can have companionship with. But I need them to check all the boxes at the end of the day. Like I'm not going to continue on something, which is, you know, what I just am not going to do that. I can't.
Well, like Chelsea said, they have to be added value to your life.
Yeah, right. And if not, like there's no point in me keeping someone around if I don't feel like they're going to be the end all be all. Cause then I'm just, it's just not fair to them. It's not fair to my healing process. It's not. And then that's just repeating a pattern that I would have done in the past.
What's the time frame? Where are we right now? How long has it been that you've been on your own?
Like a month or so. Like, I mean, oh, like since Mike?
Yeah.
Oh, since April. So, April, May, June, 4 months. August. So 4 months.
Catherine, are you signing off on this being ready to find someone?
I'm not saying like, I'm not saying seriously. Yeah, like
absolutely. I want her to date.
Slowly.
Okay. I want her to date.
But she's never been a great dater.
No.
Right?
No.
Is that fair to say? Mm-mm.
That's what I'm saying. Like, well, here's the thing too.
Where are we going with this? We started with church.
I know. I will get to church. I'm just saying
I'm not
going to just continue to hang with someone if not, like, again, like, I'm okay to, like, snip things off like I have. Like, if I don't see it going, I'm not going to write back. Or I don't have time. I've got kids. Like,
I'm more worried about the other way. I'm more worried about you going all of a sudden being head over heels. And, oh, my gosh, he's the greatest.
I can't do that. Which I have done that in the past. Yes. Before, yes. My marriage before, yes, I have done that. I've been very clear about that. But now it's like I've got kids, I've got responsibilities, and I need to be careful with that. And also, someone said this to me, they're like, you need to stop putting yourself on trial. Like, they need to be on trial.
Yeah, that's good.
Interesting.
That's good advice.
Because and I thought that was like so interesting, because I was telling her about a situation or somebody or whatever, and she was just like, you are the prize. Like, you have to stop putting this person, like, you need to stop putting yourself on trial. Like, you need to look
like,
and be
what,
like,
did you do wrong? What did
not
you?
Like what I did wrong, like, am I good enough?
Oh,
am
okay,
I
it,
pretty enough? Am I successful enough? Like, it's like, you know, no, are they gonna fit into your life? Are they good enough for you? Like, and I've never looked at it that way, And so that leads into then my church thing, was because I just started to feel, you know, especially seeing the stuff with, it's not easy to see the ex with somebody or whatever. And so I started to be like, man, like, I'm not pretty enough, or I'm not good enough again. And so I went into church, and I'm so glad that I went, but it was, they did do this thing at the very end of like, for the first time, they're like, we don't usually do this, but like, if you can stay, it'd be really nice. We're going to pray and God's going to say something to you, whatever you need to hear. And I was like, I really want to sit here and listen to this, but I can't because I got to bring the kids back home. So I'm like, so he's like, if you have to get up and leave, get up and leave. And like every part of me like wanted to stay because I'm like, what is my message, God? Like, what are you trying to tell me right now? Like, what is it? And because I'm just like wanting that, like that answer or like what he's like wanting for me. So then I was just like, I can't do it. And then I think I didn't even want to like hear it. So then I was like, okay, I got to get the kids because we went to the later service that day. So then I come out with the kids and this random girl just stops me. And she's like, I just have to tell you that you are so beautiful and that you are just so worthy of love. And I was just like, I literally started bawling. Mm-hmm. I was like, how did this, I was like, holy shit.
Wow.
It was like the coolest like experience ever. I just started she's probably was like, why is she crying? But I was just like, it's what I needed to hear. And then I walked away from it being like, you know what I am? Like, and I don't need to like settle. I don't need to like, I'm good either way. And I think that was kind of like my turning point where I was like, okay, like, you know, I am like, someone will be lucky one day to be with me.
Amen.
I think we can all agree on that for sure.
I know, but I'm still like, I have a little asterisk. I'm like, when, and I say that, yes. And I'm like, well, you know, but maybe like, I know. And then I let it like the voices creep in again.
Stop there.
But
this woman is a fan. She's a fan of your work or what? How does she know you?
She doesn't. She just saw me walking out with the kids and she was in one of those, like one of like the helper ladies or whatever. And then she just randomly stopped me and said that. Wow. I've never seen her before. I don't like, I just know that she had like a little tag on, but like she didn't need to stop me.
Yeah.
I think God knew you needed to hear, but you weren't going to stay. And that's something he put her.
Yeah. Where God she had to reroute that message.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But anyways, I just thought I wanted to share that. So
that's cool.
Listen to the messages that people send you because it might be a higher power message.
Did you want to get back to the habitually late topic that we were talking about earlier?
I actually would love to because I honestly, that would be a deal breaker for me. I couldn't be with someone that would be always late because I could see me just like fighting with the person.
Oh, that would drive me crazy.
Like that's going to be one of the boxes. If he can't do it, I'm unchecking the box.
Yeah. I'm here for that one for sure.
I think he's we like, need to be a little more open to these people. I think you're stretching. I think that there can be very good. If a guy checks every other box, but he runs a little bit late, I think okay. We can live with it.
Like 5 minutes or like an hour? There's a big difference.
I would say 5 to 10 minutes regularly.
Oof, that's tough.
It's for that same reason. He just has trouble getting out of the house. Oh my gosh, he gets halfway there and he realizes
he forgot
his phone.
What does a guy have trouble
getting
out of the house for? Like seriously, like, I'm sorry, but like what?
Well, she makes a very good point.
That is a very good point.
I have no patience for that.
Meanwhile, you've gotten all the kids stuff situated and you're like, you probably picked out his clothes.
Right?
Like no reason.
Picked out his clothes.
I don't know. But yeah, I think it's a respect thing. So, and I apologize for being disrespectful this morning and rushing, but I have overbooked myself on this day.
We are always thrilled to get you whenever we can get you. And it wasn't a terrible thing. And also, it's not like we're sitting in a studio waiting for you. We're all in our houses anyway. So it's no big deal.
I mean, but still, I don't like it. It gives me anxiety. I don't like how it feels.
Okay, fine. But it's okay. It's better than the old days when we heard, oh, they're running late. And we're like, uh-oh.
They're fighting.
That's true.
This is going to be a tough one today.
Take this any day. It's going to be a tough one today. Poor Mike.
God, those were brutal. Oh, yeah. Man. For everybody involved. God, I'm so much happier. And so
just keep remembering.
I know.
Oh, Lord.
That's great.
Lord have mercy. Do we have any emails?
We do have one, actually. Yes. It is from Oakley, which, by the way, is a fantastic name.
I love that name. Because it could be a girl or a guy.
I don't think I've ever heard that name before.
Oakley? I think
Oakley.
I have, but I think it was a boy.
Like sunglasses. Aren't they make sunglasses? Mm-hmm. Anyway, great name. Oakley says, my husband and I were going through a rough patch for about a year. We went on a friend trip with about 8 of us to Florida. And when we got back, I found out he had kissed my very good, also married friend.
Ooh.
A drunken kiss that they both snapped out of and were like, this cannot happen. Given the loveless state we were in, I chose to forgive him because my friend was also at the lowest of the lows in her marriage, suffering from almost the same thing. About a week after I found out, working through issues, arguing, anger, etc., My husband invited that friend to a bar to talk about everything and basically vent to her that he's losing his marriage and what should he do. Oh. They talked, and my friend ended up telling me that the next day she told me that she kissed him again as they were leaving the bar. This was early June, and I'm still working through everything with my husband and my friend. Do you have any advice on this?
I feel nauseous.
Hoofty.
Oh, there's so many boundaries broken. Like, there's no reason. Well, like, okay, the first part is just wrong. But the second part, again, going to a bar afterwards, like, there's so many boundaries broken. Like, there was no reason that they needed to go back to a bar to have a conversation. You are inviting trouble. Mm-hmm. You are inviting something bad to happen. And that's so disrespectful on both of their sides. I would be pissed at my friend. I'd have a hard time being friends with her. Because how, like, no. Oh, I there's yeah. no way. There's no way. I couldn't do it.
No.
No.
She's not your friend, right? I mean,
no.
She's not.
How is that a friend? You wouldn't, I mean, no, I, not one of my friends would do that. Not
no,
one.
No, never. That's never okay.
Let's start at the drunken kiss. Now, I feel like, okay, they were in a really bad place. The other couple was in a really bad place. I also wonder how much, because I am a non-drinker, I wonder how much infidelity is preceded by alcohol consumption, because I think it's a pretty darn high percentage.
My husband was stone cold sober on all of them. Excellent.
Okay, well, that's that, and that's
yeah.
you.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like some people say to me, oh, I would never date a guy who's a non-drinker, and I feel like I have to stand up for the non-drinkers because I am one, and I always say, like, you never have to worry about him getting drunk and doing something stupid like this husband did. Mm-hmm. But I agree that going back to the bar with her as you're still healing from the first betrayal, I think that was a major misstep. And that was a sober decision.
Yeah.
Just making the decision to go to the bar alone.
Bad.
Bad.
Bad, bad, bad.
Bad, bad, bad. Mm-hmm. And also at the end of the day, a guy is going to cheat. And this is what I've learned. Whether they are drunk, whether they are or stone cold sober, they will cheat regardless. So, I mean, they will like
if they're going to cheat.
If they're going to cheat, it's going to be. It doesn't matter how much they've had to drink. I think that's the biggest excuse. And just like, you know, saying, well, I've got an addiction. Like, no, like it is, at the end of the day, it is a choice. You are making a choice to do something that is inappropriate and wrong.
And also they make the choice far before they actually do it. I feel like so much cheating has to be set up. And him going to that bar was making the decision to cheat. Like, I think that was absolutely his making the decision that who knows, maybe I'll kiss her again. I don't know, maybe.
And her.
That's everything. It's inviting a woman back to your hotel room. Oh, it just happened. Going to the hotel bar with somebody on a business trip. Oh, it just happened. No. It doesn't just happen. It is set up in advance.
Mm-mm. Yeah, and those are boundaries. You do not go back to their room. Like, no. Like, I'm sorry. It's like, there's no reason that should have happened. And I could never be friends with that friend again.
She chose to go to the bar.
Again.
Like, I can't get past that. Like, bye.
No.
Sorry.
Like, no. No, 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 no. And she kissed her head. Like, no, I'm sorry. Like, no. And I would not trust that he wouldn't do that again with somebody else. So, and I was telling a friend this too, and this is like probably bad advice. Because someone always asks, like, do you believe in the good fight? And, you know, obviously the book. I'm like, of course I do. What I wrote, yes. Having said that, when someone has that trait, that's a very hard thing to... A, gain any trust back whatsoever, or to always wonder, and then for them to do it again. Because if they can do that, like, it's in their nature to do that again, right?
Kind of like the once a cheater, always a cheater thing.
And now I will say, you know, I'm like defending myself in the past, but like, you know, I think, again, I do think people can change. Having said that, when you are in a marriage, in a committed marriage, and that is the choice that you're making, clearly something's up, and I just think it'll happen again. So you have to ask yourself, do I want to be here in 5 years? Because I always think back, I'm like, man, I should have left my ex a long time ago. Having said that, you know, we have, you know, now a second beautiful child. But so it's like, yeah, sure. Give it a try. But just know in 5-10 years, this most likely could happen again. And then you're going to ask yourself, damn, I wish I just wasted 10 years of my life.
So the friendship should be over.
Done.
Right?
Right?
Done.
Yes. Done.
And neither of you should have any more contact with this friend.
No.
In my opinion.
Mm-mm. He should not text her, talk to her, look at her, nothing. Like, that's only going to be a trigger for her. How could they even possibly, you know, reconcile if they're together all the time?
Right, right. And so it's two separate things. So that's the one. And then with the husband, if you want to try to work it out for whatever reason, time spent already, the kids, whatever it is, work it out. But Jana's warning you, you're going to have these feelings again in the future.
And I will, let me asterisk what I just said. I do believe people can change. I do believe people can make mistakes. That person though has to show up like they're fucking Superman. And you know, so does the other person too, to like try to trust. But you watch, you sit back and you watch. If their patterns are not changing, their behaviors are not changing, run for the freaking hills. I do know a few people that have been able to change, you know, their marriages from infidelity, and you know, that man or that woman was committed to changing and doing the work, but very few get that opportunity. And now I see that. But again, if I would have sat back and watched, I would have seen repeated patterns. And it's like, those are your signs to leave. The I'm sorry's are nothing without actions. That's all I have to say about that.
Wow.
I'm sorry. Wow. I'm just really passionate.
No, no. I'm so happy to hear these things. It's true.
I'm fired up. Okay, I have nothing else to say. Goodbye.
When you see the signs, leave. Just saying.
Okay, Catherine.
Okay, sorry. I can just let it go.
Bye. Discover the rich, smooth taste of matcha love made with Japanese green tea and real matcha. There are so many culinary treats to create with this precious powder that go beyond the traditional tea ceremony. Everything from lattes to baked goods to smoothies, experience the vitality of the whole tea leaf. Matcha is vibrant in taste and full of powerful health benefits. Get 25% off all matcha love products on etoin.com using code JANA. That's code JANA. At itoen.com, available on Amazon and itoen.com. You know, I don't even know where to start with this because it's the comfort, it's the style, it's the whole look. That's what I love about my Tecovas. This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend, and Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Shop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's Tecovas, TECOVAS.com, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group, no purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions, 18 plus.